This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. First, the numbers. With no new reported cases, there are still 87 reported occurrences of COVID-19 in Jefferson County. 61 people are awaiting test results. And it is now just 5 days until a general election, a decision that is expected to shape the future, no matter how it turns out. Here in Jefferson County, the auditor has collected an astounding 71% of the approximately 27,000 ballots mailed. This compares to 30.5% on the same day in 2016. We'll repeat some of the recurring themes. At this time, take your ballot to a drop box rather than trusting the mail. Be sure to sign your ballot. Vote for unopposed candidates if you support them. Check your voting status at voter.gov. The auditor's office in the Jefferson County Courthouse will stay open until 8 p.m. on election day for voter registration and replacement ballots. The rowdy vote announcement gatherings are history for now. Initial election night results are expected to be posted on the auditor's website no later than 8:15, but this is 2020 and anything can happen. As for the results, KPTZ will broadcast a special edition of Democracy Now! From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, and I will report the latest local results from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Wednesday. The Port Townsend Main Street program received a $24,000 matching grant from the Washington State Arts Commission to fund the Port Townsend Creative District Wayfinding Infrastructure Project. The plan is to develop creative signage and 5 large-scale art markers to promote the creative district, which includes downtown, uptown, and Fort Worden State Park. The goals of the Port Townsend Creative District are to develop a year-round economy through employment and entrepreneurship, seeking to connect audiences with artists and unifying our community's strategic efforts. The project will enhance the flow through the Creative District with marketing, signage, imaginative wayfinding, and transportation strategies, including an artist registry of community artists, organizations, and venues representing the visual, literary, performing, and culinary arts, according to a press release. For more information, contact the Port Townsend Main Street Program. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. We need to set clocks back 1 hour on Sunday, November 1st. The specific time to do so is 2 in the morning, but you can get around to it any time Sunday. Pre-COVID, there was a federal proposal to switch the West Coast to standard time on a permanent basis, but that's on hold for now. As we move into winter, there's more stuff we need to think about. Jefferson County Director of Emergency Operations Willie Benz said that we should expect a La Nina pattern, likely colder and wetter. In December through February, we could see above average precipitation and cooler temperatures. He suggested that before the cold and wet begins, we should make a point to get outside, socially distance, and enjoy the company of others for our mental health. Ben said, now is a good time to check the batteries in your flashlights, prepare for power outages, clean your fireplace flue, check the expiration on your canned and preserved foods, and do routine maintenance before the storms. All of this raises our stress levels. If you need someone to talk to about stress due to COVID-19, call Washington Listens at 1-833-681-0211. Someone is available to talk from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and weekends from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. To support that effort, you can log on to kptz.org and click the donate button. Today, we are conducting a pop-up fundraiser and hope that people donate to help keep KPTZ on the air. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burman. Thank you for listening.